Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Sony Pictures, presenting All the King's Men. Sean Penn leads a cast including Sir Anthony Hopkins. All the King's Men is in theaters September 22nd.
In my life and in this record, I feel like it's a reflection of a lot of other people's contribution beyond that.
What's Mine is Yours is the major label debut from Elliot Morris. And while it may be a solo album, he's thanking family, friends, and some big-name talent for helping him on his way. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Rita Houston here. Alabama native Elliot Morris has been working hard for nearly a decade trying to get his music career off the ground. And with a record deal and a new CD in hand, he's feeling steady and ready to go, and with good reason. His acoustic rock mix has been earning plenty of buzz over the past couple of years, and a few people that listened happen to be talented musicians themselves. So when Elliot Morris stopped by FUV for an interview with Claudia Marshall, he filled her in on finding the right songs and players for the album called What's Mine is Yours.
I wrote the song about the end of a relationship and the idea that we're going our separate ways, but it's the type of thing that I firmly believe that it would be best for everybody involved. And I think, you know, as with a lot of trials in life, it feels like you're alone, but in reality, it's probably something that we all have in common more than something that we don't.
Sometimes it's hard to see when our cheeks are wet, and the storms inside our hearts won't let our heads forget. This is part of life, a chapter in the book, and I swear one day we'll sit back down and take a look. Every day sailing by, drinks you dry, like you're balancing the world. It never fails, you're last in line, by design, and you're balancing the world alone.
Certain members of the backing band from those seminal Jackson Browne records show up on your record. How did that come about, that these guys were backing you up on this CD?
Well, I'm a songwriter, so we wanted to make a record that had intimacy and, you know, that everything that I try to accomplish when I'm playing just me and my guitar. But we also wanted to make a record that felt the dynamics of having a band present. Not only a band, but a band that is truly a band. So not in other words, not the instruments, the individual instruments present, but a group of people that know and respond to each other, you know. And so Jackson Browne, I guess it's his first three, you know, Late for the Sky and For Every Man and Saturate. I was really listening a lot to those, and I wasn't sure that it was possible, but asked a couple questions and realized that indeed it was, and it all came together.
And I want to scream with the strength of a thousand voices. I want to bleed that my life might affect some choices. I need some silence. This noise is growing loud among us, clouding our thoughts. God protect us. Our some things cannot be bought. And I've seen the crowds like mother embrace a madness. And I've seen our actions as authors with so much sadness. So I'm seeking sunlight in darkness. And even though I've found some, oh God only knows of the outcome.
Fault Line. New music from Elliot Morris. You'll find the complete conversation and performance in our archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.